This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday signed 15 executive orders as he overturned key directives of President Trump.
And the first order I'm going to be signing here is related to COVID, and it's requiring, as I said all along, wherever I have authority, mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property, on interstate commerce, etc. This is the first one I'm signing.
As millions of hurting Americans are wondering about stimulus money, no action was taken on day one. President Biden said Wednesday that former President Trump followed tradition and left him a very generous letter before departing the White House. Biden, speaking from the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, would not immediately reveal the contents of the letter out of respect for Trump. Biden told reporters, "The president wrote a very generous letter. Because it was private, I will not talk about it until I talk to him, but it was very generous." We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A helicopter crash in upstate New York Wednesday took the lives of three National Guardsmen. USA Radio News' John Clements has more.
The three were killed when their UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter crashed in Mendon, New York, near the city of Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Daxter addressed the media about 2 hours after the crash.
Folks, just want to, again, reiterate, we had a Black Hawk in the middle of Mendon go down with three great Americans on it, so keep them in your minds and prayers.
The helicopter that was assigned to the Army Aviation Support Facility at Rochester International Airport was said to be on a routine training mission. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The U.S. Senate Finance Committee scheduled a meeting for Friday to consider the nomination of Janet Yellen for Treasury Secretary, according to a congressional source. If this does come to pass, the possibility that she could be confirmed by the full Senate late Friday is a strong possibility. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
President Biden, just after being sworn in as number 46.
Vice President Harris. Speaker Pelosi, Leader Schumer, Leader McConnell, Vice President Pence, my distinguished guests, my fellow Americans, this is America's day. This is democracy's day, a day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious, democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, We come together as one nation, under God, indivisible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, sometimes you just got to stop and maybe breathe for just a moment, okay? It's okay. We're going to be all right. America has a strong and rich history. And above all else, we have Americans. And that is our most important asset. And this is why I insist that we have to get back to first principles. Forget about the Democratic or Republican Party. The political process, I believe, has done us more harm in the recent decades than helped us. I mean, think about it. What has it done for us? It has us at each other's throats. We're not all the better because of the political process right now. And considering that politics is downstream of the culture, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Even our Constitution says, we the people. We the people. This is a government up for by we the people. And if it's less than that, it's because we the people have checked out. And the ruling elites have been happy to take over and look at what they've done to our country, how they have us at each other's throats, and how it would appear that we're going down the yellow brick road of ideology and a tyrannical government. I know that sounds extreme, but it's there. I mean, when you have people saying, we want to take anybody that voted for Donald Trump and put them in re-education camps, and nobody says anything. Nobody stops and says, wait a minute, how crazy is that? You know, that's absurd. That's not American to do that. But that's being tossed around because there are certain segments of our society who are allowed to have free speech, even reckless speech, and anybody who is conservative is disqualified and canceled. Judd Dunning joins us now. He's written a new book, Three Big Reasons Liberals Are Wrong About Capital. Actually, the new book is 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal and how to enlighten others. Judd, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Bill. Thank you.
Yeah, the three big reasons liberals are wrong about capital protests is an article that you wrote, not to be confused with the new book. But one complements the other, no doubt, right?
Indeed.
Okay. All right. He is the president of CU Media Group and author of said book. Judd, you know, tell us, you know, why the book? And why only, why a half? Why did you only get to, you couldn't go to 14, you only could do 13 and a half reasons.
Okay. Well, I want to open up just quickly on what you said about the downstream culture. It's fantastic. Yeah. You know, as my dad said, if government is working, you shouldn't hear about it all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think you just said it perfectly with downstream of culture and how it's become the centerpiece of our lives. So we're determined to stay happy warriors during this whole thing. I know it's a dark day for some people, but you know, every day, every time a Republican apologizes for Trump, an angel loses its wings in my world, you know, and a liberal gets a degree in critical race theory while a National Guardsman gets strip searched and sleeps on the floor another night. You know, I mean, we have to stay in reality with the situation. Mm-hmm. And thanks for leading the charge. It's a very balanced, open
Well, thank you. I will point and remind our audience of a column that I just wrote on, about why, you hate Trump and, why do I care that you hate Trump? Why should I care that you hate Trump? And, and in the body of it is, who told you to hate Trump? Because, when you hear people's anger and bitterness toward this president, you might as well be talking to Jake Tapper or, some talking head, from the left stream media, sadly. And, it's not very educated. It's just talking points that are reiterated. So it's like, it's not that the people came to the conclusion of hating Trump on their very own, because his policies clearly were so American and, getting people out of bread lines and giving people jobs again and letting them buy homes, saving lives. We had the only president to ever attend the March for Life, making it definitive that you had a leader of the free world supporting life over abortion. I mean, how many babies were born during this presidency that otherwise would have been aborted but for his influence and his stance against abortion? We don't know that. Maybe down the road we'll find out, and who knows? It could be a future president.
Yeah, what is the pro-choice canceling life, right?
Right.
Socialism itself, their platform is self-canceling, and you can't cancel President Trump's success. It's on the page. It's fantastic. Take his bombastic personality out of there. I remain strong and proud to support the Trump presidency. I think he was exciting. I think he energized the base. And I think there's a win. I do think we're going to have to really look at the plan ahead for sure. And to answer your question, the three reasons that we came out with right away were just contextual truth, which is really our roadmap forward, is contextual truth. One, law and order had 14,000 arrests during the BLM riots that took place in 400 cities. It worked then. They got off a little lighter than the Trump supporters are, but it worked then and it worked now. And we've always condemned violence. And that was our first point. Mm-hmm. The second point was on the page, just like the Russia transcript, Donald J. Trump's speeches were presidential, a call for patriotic peacefulness, and clear and supportive of that election integrity had to be looked into. And the last point was, people are throwing out anybody who questioned election integrity basically because they question it. And you have to go back to the roots of that. Why were we suspicious? Because we had a powerful incumbent president with an unstoppable economy. COVID arrived, decimated that situation. And we know there's always graft in our election process. That's why we have the Electoral College, which liberals are talking about throwing out. Mm-hmm. It's actually what preserves the vote itself. So, the medical aberration is what put Biden in office of COVID versus merit-based discussion. We didn't even go through a real debate process.
Right.
So, I think conservatives have lost all liberals have lost all context of why were conservatives concerned, because the transfer of power was so, unprecedented.
Well, there is no doubt. I mean, when you have the CEO and president of Google saying on election night 2016 that this will never happen again, that Donald Trump will never be elected again and never be reelected, and that was the trigger. And big tech, cabaled themselves together along with other interests, corporate America, the establishment media, the communist Chinese, all came against the powers of we the people to influence this. I mean, we just went through 4 years of the Russian interference and involvement, and we spent over $70 million investigating, and it came up with bupkis. We have obvious interference by the communist Chinese, and like the Summer of Love protest, the Democrats barely even whimper. They just ignore it.
Absolutely. When it comes to big tech, look, they said Apple and the problems. And when they went after Parler, they were saying Russian disinformation. Well, right. At least they were saying Russian propaganda because the other ones are American disinformation.
Right.
When did this happen?
Well, you're exactly right, John. I mean, and this is the double talk that's taking place. But if people do not have critical ears to hear and we're not willing to stand up, well, then, you know, we're going to be overrun because the ruling class has, you know, has turned this into a profession. And, you know, I guess there's peace on the Beltway now because the ruling class is back in control the way it's supposed to always be. We've got more from Judd Dunning. Stay with us right here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, our conversation with Judd Dunning, author, host, producer, president of CU Media Group, continues. We were talking off the air. You know, one of the steady narratives that comes from Democrats to people of color is that every 4 years, particularly when they're voting for the president, Democrats go out with this narrative and they tell people of color, oh, man, you do not want a Republican president in there, you know, because they're going to take away your check. They're going to take away your monthly check that you've been counting on all these years to feed your family. The Democrats will ensure that that check keeps coming to you. So you certainly don't want to vote for a Republican. Well, my question is, again, experience defining preference and being the great ultimate teacher, if you're willing to appreciate the learning experience, is Judd... how many people of color lost their welfare checks when Donald Trump was elected president?
Oh, you know, when we cut their work, when the work requirements changed, you know, they, once again, unemployment plummets before COVID. Mm-hmm. It's a direct correlation to a, you know, to a supply side, make America great, personal pride, personal in, you know, individual freedom president. He set a tone that we just completely reversed yesterday. And look at people of color and minority, really, really, they were soaring, you know. If you look at the war on poverty that started, another great government failure that followed the New Deal, that, you know, that also followed Solyndra, which followed all of the problems of the housing crisis. Every time the government gets involved, but when we did the war on poverty back in the 70s, 72% of illegitimacy rates came into those families that decimated black neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So knowing the facts of how we have a supply side president, you know, versus a Keynesian president, how we have more of a socialistic, I'll support your victimhood president. I mean, it was an amazing direct correlation. I think it was exciting, and it was, and we talked off air. I think it was something Obama, we all know, missed.
Right.
Lee Holder and Sharpton were like the victim trio of like, oh, this is horrible. This is happening. You never heard him say, let's stand up. You know, what can you do to rise yourself up?
Right. Well, how about holding all that money? I mean, the people's money since 1964, when Johnson signed, you know, the War on Poverty Act, which we were at about 15%, right, was the estimated number of people living under the poverty line. And so this was going to make a big difference. And we've dumped all these years, we're talking almost 50 years now, something like $30 trillion, Judd. $30 trillion. And look at the needle, how much we affected this war on poverty. We basically have devised what I call a modern day slavery program for, you know, for the poor people. We you know, talk about, you know, Joe Biden saying, well, they're going to put you in chains. No, they're not, because they're already in chains. They're chained up by what the government has done with this war on poverty by giving them money, taking away their dignity. And here's this lost opportunity of human beings and all this raw potential of talent that has just gone by the wayside. And what does this talent do? You know, some of them become rather laissez-faire. I mean, you can't really live on the money that that is doled out to them. So they work under the table. You know, some get involved in gangs and other nefarious activities, and still, you know, they're still being paid by the taxpayer while they're burning down buildings and doing other things of no positive good for themselves and for their own dignity. And here they are after all this money. And I was talking to Bob Whitson from the 1776 Project. And I asked Bob, I said, Bob, all this money, where does it go? He goes, Bill, he goes, you got to realize, he goes, 70% of that money goes to bureaucrats to administrate the program. 70%. Is it any wonder this thing is, it's a fiasco? It's been a ripoff that is served, that is ill served the people that was intended to serve, but it, you know, it's kept the, you know, the bureaucrats, you know, all part and parcel of the deep state. It's kept them rolling along, huh?
Yeah, well, that's the NPO conundrum, right? And that's definitely the issues we have with, like, the Clinton Foundation, where we see civil servants ending up being worth $20, $30, $40, $100 million using their position to create really profit vehicles that are called NPOs that aren't. I mean, we opened up talking about the elite, problem with the elites, and one of the biggest problems with elites is they don't go down for criminality in the United States of America.
Of course.
You know, I mean, as soon as Joe just touched base, forget the Biden laptop. We're never yes. That's never going to hit the skids, even though, you know, the Durham report is still moving forward. We'll see what happens with that. We'll see if a justice system exists out in our legislative structure outside of the rest of the structure, and if it has, you know, if America's going to choose justice or stability, which is a big question forward. What if stuff comes up with what if issues come up with the current presidency? What's going to happen now that he's in? He's kind of touched a safe base. But, you know, when you talk about what's going to happen forward with economic and racial parity in the United States of America, if you listen to the speech yesterday, and I've got it highlighted in red, like 10 incidences of critical race theory throughout his inauguration. That was not a call to unity. That was a call to war.
Exactly.
There's a guy out there. This is the guy that said, it all comes, poor kids are just as talented as white kids. Or if you vote for Trump, you ain't black. I mean, this guy is not a thought leader of parity for the United States of America. They just had to get somebody in to flip the switch over to the Democratic side. So I'm with you. I really hope we see the right people and good Americans step into the gap over the next 4 years.
Well, Judd, your book, 13 and a Half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others, give us some highlights here. We've got about 3 minutes left.
You bet. So we broke it into four different categories. We have economics, cultural and social issues, safety and security. We have a chapter on Trump achievements because we knew, you know, Trump is a snapshot in time. This is a conservative compendium. And then we have a bonus chapter on the riots, first principles, and the 13th and a half chapter is actually life. We set life outside of ideology because we think it's actually more important than whether you choose to be Republican or Democrat. So that was an honor to do that. So if you're out there during these next 4 years, I would say, you know, keep hope, keep light. Our book, Supporting Bill's exact message on this station is, what are the facts of conservatism? Know them during the spirit of fake science, fake facts, you know, gaslighting, flipping over, propaganda. Know your facts, be strong, and, you know, keep your eyes on the future. And we also, at the end of every chapter, we talk about how to argue those points. So we have examples of arguments. So, you cannot disprove the strength and beauty and divinity of conservatism, and it's time for us to just lean in deeper. And our book's fun, too.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it, Judd. I've heard about it, and I said, okay, hey, look, let's get him here first. I'll read the book, and that'll be a good excuse to have you back, okay?
I'd be honored. Thank you so much, Bill.
Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, the truth matters. Words matter. And by the same token, in this environment in which we live in, and Judd, I think you would agree with this, there's just some people you can't talk to. They're so ideologically fixed. And my audience has heard me reference this many times because I thought it was brilliant insight, you know, from Jordan Peterson, who said that sometimes you can become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. You know, that's quite the indictment, but it's the truth. And that's what we have to protect ourselves from is whether you're on the right or left, you cannot become so untenable that you stop learning. And this is what happens when you become ideologically fixed. You stop learning. You stop listening to the other side. I believe the way God designed us was that he never gave one person all the goods. You never know who you're going to talk to and run into. It might be even the person that you hate the most that has that missing piece, that puzzle piece of life that is so life-changing and significant for you. But if you don't give them time and place and you're not listening to what they're telling you, then you miss out. And Judd, I don't know about you, but my experience has been is that the people that I find the most annoying and irritating, and I'm talking about reasonable, you know, even though they're, you know, they may be annoying and irritating, they're still a bit reasonable enough that they may, you know, I find them, they're the ones that have that answer that I've been looking for, and it frustrates me, but it reminds me that I need to be a little bit more compassionate, and as the prayer of St. Francis says, you know, God, let me strive to understand before being understood, right?
Comfort them, be comforted. Love versus we love. It is by dying that we awaken to eternal life, Bill.
Amen.
We got to keep an open heart.
You got to keep up the great fight, Judd Dunning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
You take care. 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. We're coming on 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is?
Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday signed 15 executive orders as he overturned key directives of President Trump.
The first order I'm going to be signing here is related to COVID, and it's requiring, as I said all along, where I have authority, mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property, on interstate commerce, etc. This is the first one I'm signing.
As millions of hurting Americans are wondering about stimulus money, no action was taken on day one. President Biden said Wednesday that former President Trump followed tradition and left him a very generous letter before departing the White House. Biden, speaking from the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, would not immediately reveal the contents of the letter out of respect for Trump. Biden told reporters, "The president wrote a very generous letter. Because it was private, I will not talk about it until I talk to him, but it was very generous." We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Bill Martinez. Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, a little bit ornery once in a while, you know, just for fun, just to double check to make sure you're listening. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about your Second Amendment rights with the NSSF President and CEO Joe Bartosi. We're talking about the new gun czar. Beto O'Rourke has made it clear, hey, he's coming after your guns. Joe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, disappointed that we're not in Vegas. We would have been in Vegas this time. But for COVID, we were there last year. The NSSF had been working on me for a couple of years. Oh, you got to come out. You got to come out. Finally was able to bring the show there to Vegas last year. And what an incredible experience. And I was so looking forward to it this year. And we'll chalk up for, you know, the virtual ages, and look forward to, seeing you again face-to-face in the years coming forward.
Yeah, same here, Bill. We're looking forward to a great show in 22, and I think perhaps like a lot of things, we tend to take things for granted, right? But now right. We realize, you know, what a special thing the SHOT Show was and how it was able to bring our great industry together in one place at one time. So, yeah, I think a lot of people are expressing the same sentiments that you are.
Well, explain to our audience, for those that have not experienced the National Shooting Sports Foundation show that is an annual event, what takes place, because it's more than guns. I mean, it's wilderness, it's everything that has to do with, family-friendly participation in our natural resources. It was unbelievable. I'd never seen anything like it, how massive a demonstration the NSSF puts on.
Yeah, well, I mean, the term SHOT is an acronym for shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade. So it's a shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show, and we have everything from the largest firearm and ammunition manufacturers right down to local hunting clubs that take a booth in our pavilion and demonstrate to the potential buyers, the abilities to take people out hunting or shooting or what have you. It encompasses everything from, the largest manufacturers to the smallest, perhaps retailers coming in, but also accessory manufacturers, distributors. The media out there is second to none. We get tremendous media support. It's not a show that's open to the public. It's a trade show for the industry so that buyers can come in from all over the world, including law enforcement and military buyers. They can come in from all over the world and see in one place at one time all of the new products, all of the best ammunition, the best accessories to suit their needs. So it is, again, it's a private show in a way. Yes. But we bring about 65,000 of our closest friends into Vegas for this event every year.
Well, we'll look forward to it coming back to Vegas, because I know that there were plans for this year to expand. I mean, it's so huge already, but you had some expansion plans ready to go for this year's event that will just be delayed 1 year, right?
Yeah, this was to be the biggest SHOT Show ever in terms of exhibitors and square footage. We sold more square footage of exhibit space than ever before. It was, and people were very excited about this new opportunity to expand into another venue. We're expecting the same, if not even better, next year in 22. This was going to be one for the record books, but for the virus.
Yeah, so just delayed 1 year, and so we'll see you next year, and looking forward to doing that. But meanwhile, we've got a new president, and this new president has made it clear that our Second Amendment right is in the crosshairs of this administration.
Yeah, he's made no bones about the fact that he's coming for us. He's coming for the manufacturers, considered the manufacturer of firearms to be the enemy. I can say some of that, is campaign hyperbole and rhetoric. I get all that, but there is something to this that we're going to have to be very, very diligent on. And NSSF, is ready. We do have an office in D.C. on Capitol Hill, and we work with our friends. We inform the folks on the other side of the aisle about the things that we're doing and why it's important to support this industry, which, by the way, supports national defense as well as law enforcement the world over with the best firearms and ammunition made in the world come from the United States. So there's a lot to it, but we're ready for the challenge, and we're gonna fight the good fight to be certain about that.
Well, when we stop to consider why our founding fathers felt that the Second Amendment was so important, it was supposedly kind of our insurance against a tyrannical government. On its face, right?
That's exactly what it is. I mean, I've talked to so many people over the years that tell me, well, I don't hunt, so the Second Amendment doesn't apply to me. And I tell them, the Second Amendment has never been about hunting. Mm-hmm. It's been about the ability to basically live in freedom from a tyrannical government, should that occur, as happened. I mean, look, remember when the Second Amendment was written, the Revolutionary War was just over.
Yes.
The British came to Lexington and Concord, where the first shots were fired in the Revolution, to take people's guns and to take gunpowder. I mean, people forget that lesson of history. And, again, I'm not one given to rhetoric or hyperbole myself. I try to be an optimistic person. But the lesson of history cannot be lost on people. I do not support, I do not advocate, the industry does not condone violence in any way. But there's something about the ability to self-govern that is primal in the human species, and I think especially very strongly in Americans. And it is not about hunting. It's about the ability to be free from tyranny.
Exactly. Well, and we know today, even law enforcement has supported the private ownership of guns because they know that it takes them minutes. I've heard estimates anywhere from 12 to 19 minutes to respond to shots fired. Well, when shots are fired, life and death is measured in seconds. Minutes, at that point, you're not there to save anybody. You're there to retrieve bodies, aren't you?
That's correct. And I think if this year, I think this year, 2020, has shown us anything with the perfect storm of civil unrest, the pandemic, and a presidential election whereby one party is really taken a very aggressive position, is that people, they have this innate concern about self-preservation and protecting their families and their homes. Mm. And we saw that in unprecedented numbers of people buying firearms for the first time. We estimate, and the last records I have from last month, is to date in 2020, there were about 8.4 million first-time gun buyers in 2020. And about 40% of that are women.
Right.
Again, they recognize this human right of self-defense. And they believe, with very little coaxing from advertising in the industry, almost none that I saw, that the way to do that was through learning how to skillfully handle a firearm. And that's what people are doing. And it's not stopping. The numbers are unprecedented, even carrying over into January.
And I'm glad you mentioned, gun safety and training, because the NSSF has supported, it's one thing to own a gun, but then you have to be responsible to where you're properly trained. I mean, you have law enforcement that are out there on a semi-regular basis. Some are a little lax, and then, they find out the hard way when they come against a situation where they need to utilize and be effective with their service revolvers, and they're not as effective because they haven't trained as well. I mean, this is law enforcement. So as everyday citizens, it behooves us to, get to a range and to practice and to keep educating yourself so that, you protect yourself effectively. Just because you have a gun doesn't mean it's all over. We saw what happened in St. Louis, and maybe we'll touch on that a little bit more on the other side of the break, Joe, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
He's the NSSF president and CEO. Joe Bartosi is with us, and we'll continue our conversation with him on the other side of the break. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Glory to God. Madam Speaker, I rise today to oppose this impeachment and denounce the recent violence on the Capitol. Just as I oppose the previous impeachment and the violence we've all witnessed all summer long across our great country. Make no mistake here. The hypocrisy of the left is on full display. Quote, go to the Hill. Get in the face of some Congress people. We've got to fight in Congress. Fight in the courts. Fight in the streets. Kick them behind the gym and beat the hell out of them. Take him, go and take Trump out tonight. Sound familiar? What about the gentlewoman from New York who defended the looting by saying looters just wanted loaves of bread? Well, the last I checked, Best Buy and Teslas and stores of the like do not produce baked goods. Where's the accountability for the left after encouraging and normalizing violence? Rather than actually helping American people in this time, we start impeachments that further divide our country. I call bullcrap when I hear the Democrats demanding unity. Sadly, they are only unified in hate.
Well, that is the Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and she also, as part of her campaign, was that, you know, she gave a reason to everybody why she carries, and she says, I will carry my Glock to Congress. Government does not get to tell me or my constituents how we're allowed to keep our family safe. I promise to always stand strong for Second Amendment rights. I mean, Joe, this is a 5-foot-nothing Congresswoman. And like she put very plainly, it was like, how in the heck is she going to defend herself against some man coming against her or anybody else who's bigger than her that could overpower her simply? So she carries a gun. She has a concealed carry permit for protection.
Right. I mean, I think everything she said, I completely agree with. I think she's doing the right thing to protect herself and, frankly, her colleagues. And I will also tell you, there are a number of members of Congress that they may not want to publicize it, but they do carry firearms in Congress. So the left might be making a big deal about this now because this Congresswoman is outspoken about it. But I happen to know for a fact there are a number of members of Congress that go in every single day to their offices with firearms. Right. So they get it. And some are on the left, by the way, too. They won't admit it, but I know that to be true.
Exactly. And of course, some in Congress that may not carry a gun are, you know, they've got security wrapped around them. That last time I checked, they do have guns, right?
Correct. That is exactly right. Yeah, they don't like guns except when they're being protected by them.
Right.
I mean, everything we value in this country, we protect with firearms. There's a guard. There's a police officer. There's military. Everything that we value is protected by firearms. And human life and self-defense is a human right and ought to be protected and guarded.
And this is innate, Joe. I mean, it's not like you have to go to school and learn this. You innately understand that you protect the things that you care for. If it's your family, it's your property. Kind of like what happened in St. Louis, I mentioned before we went to break, with the two attorneys there in St. Louis. You had, over 100 people break through into a private residential area. They broke the gate down, and they defended their property under threat. I mean, they didn't fire. Thank God there wasn't a round that was sent down range. It could have happened, but it didn't, thank God. And yet it's the attorneys that are indicted, not the people that broke down the gate and were threatening them.
Well, of course. I mean, there is clearly a hypocrisy. There's certainly a double standard here. That those attorneys could reasonably be in fear of their life or seriously bodily injury. I mean, there's no question. I mean, if there's a mob crashing through an iron gate to get to where you're standing, that certainly gives rise to concern about your health and well-being. So, again, this is about politics. It's about making an example of somebody, two people that had the courage to defend themselves using their lawfully owned firearms. And again, our industry does not condone violence in any way, shape, or form. We condemn it, in fact. But lawful self-defense, that is a human right, and I think people in Congress need to understand this and need to celebrate that and to defend it.
Yes, without a doubt, that's a clear difference. The other thing that we can learn from this example, it was subsequently realized that the wife, her gun was not assembled correctly. The firing pin was not in the right place, I guess, in the gun. And so she couldn't have fired anything anyway. So, lesson to self to make sure that if you are defending yourself, that your instrument of defense is operational, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this goes right back to what we've been saying, and you mentioned it earlier, is being, having a gun is not enough. You have to be competent with that gun and confident with that firearm. You need to go to the range. You need to practice. I tell you that NSSF has a number of resources. We have a YouTube channel that has hundreds, if not thousands, of training videos. We have a website called letsgoshooting.org. where you can go on there and get safety tips, information about safe handling, safe storage of firearms when they're not being used. And it's very important that people get properly trained before going out there. I mean, this woman is lucky that she didn't actually have to defend herself, because she obviously had a, like you said, a misassembled firearm. It could have been disastrous for her if she was relying on that to protect her life.
Well, her and her husband, I mean, because it was two against, 100 people.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
here we
exactly.
Got mob violence taking over, which we know, could easily happen. We saw what happened here recently on Capitol Hill. Joe, if we can, if you don't mind, tell our audience a little bit about your background. I mean, you've been involved with gun manufacturing for a number of years.
Yeah, this is actually my 35th year working directly in the firearm industry. I started out in 1986 with Mossberg over here in Connecticut, where they are a manufacturer of rifle, shotguns, and now handguns. And I spent 32 years there in a variety of technical, like quality engineering and product service, as well as eventually when I left, the executive vice president and the general counsel for the corporation. So it was a great career at a great company, and I left in 2018 to go to the National Shooting Sports Foundation to take over as the president there. So I'm happy to get to work with so many people that I've known over the years from the industry, and it's just a great group of people, and I'm very proud to do what I do on behalf of the industry. And again, NSSF has such tremendous resources for everybody looking to acquire new skills, to hone existing skills, and to be safe with their firearms and ammunition.
Yeah. And Joe, you touched on something earlier, and that is the impact of Regulation Nation. If some of these regulations that were spouted off on the campaign trail, if they go into effect,
what this will do for, you know, a lot of these, you know, smaller companies. I mean, you've got a lot of mom and pop companies here. I mean, true craftsmen of these firearms that would be out of business. Not to mention, as you say, the R&D that is helpful for our military. Oh, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, is right. I mean, that is a very serious consideration. And you're right. There are so many small companies that are law abiding. They want to do the right thing. They're trying to do the right thing. But, you know, people on the other side perhaps think that the industry is somehow unregulated. There are perhaps more regulations involving every aspect of firearm manufacturing, shipping, transportation, storage than you can imagine. And these particularly smaller companies need to be very mindful of these things, because it's not that hard to make a mistake in the thousands of pages of regulations, not just federal, but also state regulations involving the manufacturer, transportation, or whatever, of firearms. So it's a very challenging environment for anyone to be in, let alone when you have an administration that is actively out to get you. That makes it all the more concerning.
Well, Joe, I think a lot of people's perception comes from the establishment media that wants us to look at what's happening in Chicago every week. You know, Monday, I go to the news, and it's like I'm reading some sort of body count report because of the lawlessness that, for example, you know, happens in Chicago every weekend. And people perceive gun owners, you know, through that narrative, as opposed to, you know, generations of fathers and sons, even daughters, you know, whether you're going camping, teaching them how to be a responsible gun owner, and what that does, you know, that in terms of improving the family dynamic and the relationship between the child and parent.
Well, what's happening in Chicago and elsewhere around the country is horrifying, and it's really... It's a terrible thing, because they're lumping in law-abiding gun owners with criminals. Now, they know that the people that are doing the shootings and the killings, I mean, all you have to do is read the FBI crime report. You know, well, like I do every year when it comes out, these are not registered, licensed gun owners. These are, in large part, drug-related activities or gang-related activities. They're not going down to the retail shop, going through a background check and purchasing a firearm the lawful way. They're not doing that, and they know this, but they're purposely, you know, basically conflating the information and the data to make it seem like, you know, law-abiding gun owners are creating mayhem here, but it's not at all the case. They know exactly who the bad guys are. They know exactly where they are. They just don't have the political will to go and stop them, and as a result, it's a terrible thing for these communities to have to live with this. And then you talk about defunding police,
right. The
only stopgap towards maintaining any semblance of order in these areas. It's unbelievable that no one's called them out for this hypocrisy. It's ridiculous in my mind.
Well, it was so causal and clear, the evidence empirical, with instantly what happened in New York, right? I mean, you take 600 police officers off the street, and as Rudy Giuliani said, the guns then went from the drawers back home to cars and people carrying. In fact, almost the next day, I think there was an incident at a Starbucks where a guy got upset. I guess his latte didn't come out right or whatever. Anyway, he shoots another patron in the leg.
it's terrifying. And then you couple that with opening up the doors of prisons and letting out criminals because of COVID, and then wondering why the crime rate and the homicides are going up. I mean, there is a direct cause and effect here. And
without a doubt.
If it wasn't so political, we might be able to reach a solution here.
Joe Bargiosi, we got to leave it there. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
The time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion. And Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to
to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
I'm Dr.